Good evening, everybody. Thanks so much for coming. We're going to study from the Sfas Parshas Lech Lecha. Parshas Lech Lecha Shnas, Tov, Reish, Samach, Aleph. These editions of the Sfas Emes, that's on page 112, the bottom right-hand side. The Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu, b'machazeh, in the Nevuah, in a vision, Al tira Avraham Anochi magen lach schorcha harbe ma'od. This is after the war of the kings. I'll shield you. Your reward is going to be great. What kind of reward can I possibly have? Avraham Avinu said, I have no offspring. I have no children. V'hinei dvar Hashem elavlech. Suddenly HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, don't you think for a moment that you're going to have domestic Eliezer, that your Eliezer's servant is going to be your Yoresh? He says to him, Ki im asher yetze mi me'echo, hu yirashach. You're going to have your own children. Now he's already advanced in age, 70 years old, or somewhere between 75 and 85. It's either at this point that he's already told that he's going to have children, and it's at the Brisbane of Sarim at his age 70, or this is indeed after he already has come to Eretz Yisrael, and he is somewhere between 75 and 85 years old, but he's advanced in age, and he's told, you're going to have your own children. The Torah then continues how HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows this to him somehow, assures him that this is so in a particularly interesting way. By Yotzei Oysoi HaChutza, Hashem takes him outside, takes him outdoors. Hashem says, look up to the heavens. Go ahead, try to count the stars. Hashem says to him, he trusted in this, he believed Hashem. And it's considered great righteousness, for it was, after all, something biologically impossible. Avram says, you say so, I believe it fully. And it's a great righteousness on the part of Avram to have that emun. What is it that he showed him? The stars, simply, in shot? That's, yeah, number one, Rashi said. He showed him the stars and said, can you count them? Go ahead, try. That's how multitudinous, that's how numerous your children. Second pshat, he takes him away from, chutza means away from all of what you trust and believe in, even what seems to be in the constellation, in the mazalos, which usually can be somewhat accurate. Forget about all of this astrology. Third pshat in Rashi, quote, he takes him out of this world, as it were. He takes him above the stars. And that's why it's habata, which means to see something in a way that no one else can, as we say all the time, to see, not from the perspective of a mere human being here on earth, but from some heavenly perspective from above. Milmala lamata. Question then is, really, what is it that he saw? And why is it that he needs to see something? If Hashem says, you're going to have children, you're going to have children. So it must be that something that he saw or was made to understand when he saw from the heavens that he's going to have children is something that we have to explicate. We have to flesh it out. What did he see? What did Hashem show him according to this third pshat? And even more so, because it says, Hashemayma, look heavenward. Hashemayma, the final hey, means to the heavens. So there's something that he is showing him in the heavens, maybe from a perspective even higher than that, but he's showing him something in the heaven, and yet it's described by the Medrash as milmala lamata, from the higher, wider view to what's below. Sfas Emes gives us the explanation. Let's see it inside. The pasuk vayoytze esa hachutza habetno hashemaymo koi yezarech v'hemin ba'ashem amru chazal. Takes him out of our universe, as it. Habata milmala lamata, as we just said, quoting Rashi, from the higher perspective, a higher spiritual plane to what's going on here amongst us mere mortals down on earth. in the created world. He's taking him someplace, meaning to a reality that's beyond our created world. And from that perspective, what does he see? Ba'amar. And Hashem said, Ko yezarech. Sheher elo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Avraham Avinu, Shekol nishmais b'nei Yisrael, Hayu nimshachim milmalo min hashamayim. He's showing him the source from whence the nishamais of his descendants is going to come. He's showing him from where in the spiritual realm, which is the most important realm, the real place from whence we come, where are these neshamas of Klal Yisrael going to come? Of course, he tells him you're going to have children. He's going to have children. Holy children? Proper children? A great nation? A spiritually uplifted nation? A godly people? From where? How? So he says, it's that these neshamas are nimshachim, meaning they're drawn from a place milmal min hashamayim. Because we learn that the neshamas of the Jewish people, neshamas of Yidden, come from a place of great, great holiness. If we could plot out, as it were, the place of spiritually connected forces, those forces include all kinds of powers and olamos, where things are made to happen from one world to the next, to the next, to the next, until finally something unfolds and happens here in the material world. Higher than all those olamos is there where the neshamos are. It's Gemara in Chagigah that describes how in the highest, highest spiritual worlds are these holy neshamos of all of us, of Klal Yisrael. That's what he's showing Avraham Avinu. That it's l'mayla min hashamayim. He's saying, look up, meaning hashamayma, to the highest spiritual heavens. Yes, at the same time, he's taking him out of this world, meaning out of the limited view of what you can see materially, to what you can understand about where the neshamas of Klal Yisrael come from. And how is it that such neshamas can be drawn down and brought into this world? He didn't yet tell Avraham Avinu. Later the Sfas is going to say, because how bringing such holy neshamas into the world was not yet told to Avraham Avinu, that's why it was in Munah. When it says, Behem and Bashem, it's because you have to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have no way of understanding from whence can come such Kedusha. How can we bring such holy neshamas into the world? Vahu, the second line on the left hand side. Vahu b'kayach bris mila. It's through the power of bris mila, shenosan lai HaKadosh Baruch Hu achakav. That's where our ability to draw such neshamas down from such holy realms comes from. Which later on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands him. When it comes time to him to have Yitzchak, then he's told, have Bris Milah. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now that you have Bris Milah, and you've done the Bris, now you'll have a child. Not just it's because of the schus. No, it's not the schus of Milah. It's in order to have the holy child, it has to be that the body, the father, is a Gemalata, has Milah. This is from Tikkuni Hazor, fascinating Tikkuni Hazor, which is the basis of what the Sfas Emes is saying. This is Tikkuni Hazor that says in the pasuk, "Mi yala lanu hashamayma." Who's going to go up into Shemayim to bring down what? To bring down Torah and to bring down the people of Torah? And it says Tikkuni Hazor, "Mi yala lanu hashamayma." Spells Mila. Mi. Yala Lanu Hashemayma spells Mila, because that's where a Torah Diki Yid comes from. A Torah Yid comes from that high, high place. She Bnei Yisrael Hani Molin, Bnei Yisrael who are Gemalit, who have the Mila, Moshin Nishama is Kedoshos Milmala. Draw down, when they have children, they're drawing down the Shamos from Shemayim. Now, he's going to explain. Avram didn't know this yet, didn't understand this yet. So it's vehemin. He believed, but he had not yet been commanded the mitzvah of Mila, which is in that part of the body which brings out life and creates life. So then eventually he was told.
The Bris Mila that shown by Torah, as a reference to the first Bris Mila, where Abraham had Bris Mila and Yishmael, And because he did that, then or is it Yitzchak?
So let's see the order of the psukim here, where he's told, look, and then the Ham and Bashem, he believed it. There's no mitzvah of Mila mentioned, not at all. Not before, not later, not in that parsha. It's not mentioned. And that Svasem says in a few lines. That's why it's Vehem and Bashem. He didn't understand the process. How can we bring such neshamas down? He's being shown that there are such neshamas waiting to be brought into the world. And neshamas in the Tzuras HaAdam, as Adam was conceived of by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that highest conception of what Adam should look like, there gathered together are the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. And he shows this to Avraham Avinu and says, not just quantitatively, but qualitatively. That's the big idea here in this Rasam. This is the description of what kind of children are you going to have. V'hem v'ashem, and he believes. Thankfully, he says with such appreciation, he believes. Yeah. Later, years later, when he is told to do the bris milah, then, of course, he has the discuss of doing the milah. And because he is someone who is gemalit and he's done the milah, so now he's capable of bringing such neshamas into the world. It's only with that ability that we can bring neshamas into the world. Please let's look for a moment on the reverse side at the Zohar tradition in the next week's parsha, Parsha Vayera.
Quick question.
Yeah.
He already made himself holy neshamas. He was brought down in the world by
Clearly. But it was of his own making. Avraham Avinu developed himself and created of himself.
He was.
But he advanced to the point where he was the one who would begin the process of bringing down the Mishnah. But Yishmael was brought down before he was gemalad. Yishmael was brought into the world before Avraham Avinu was gemalad. Let's see the Zohar inside. The Zohar on top of the page. Tachazit. Look at the love Hashem has for Avraham Avinu. The whole line, the fact, Menei Yitzchak. Yitzchak did not come from, wasn't born to Avraham ad the Iskazar. Only after Avraham had Mila. The Vasa, the Iskazar, Iskazar, baby Yitzchak. After Mila, he is told, you'll have Yitzchak. Begin the Iu Kedain, Zara Kedisha. That way, Yitzchak is holy. He's a holy child. Badla Iskazar. But before Avraham Avinu has Mila Lo, Lav Iru Zara Kedisha. He's not able to produce Zara Kedisha. Look at the next paragraph. Kuf Samach Aleph. This is in Vayera, pages of the Zohar 103b, Kuf Gimel Beis, in the Sulam, Alpi the Sulam in Vayera, Kuf Samach Aleph. V'tochazi Ad La Iskazar Avraham Ahu Zara Dilei La Haba Kedisha. His ability to bring children into the world is lacking the holiness of Zera Kodesh. Begin the Nefak Begav Arla, because he's an Arla. That's just how it is. There's a nature, a spiritual nature to one who's an Arla. Viz Devak Be'arla Letata, which means that there is the dross of connection to something imperfect about the physical world that connects that imperfection of the physical body to the imperfections of the physical world. Levasa the iskazar, but after the mila, nafaka huzara begad kadisha. Oh, but after the mila, then everything comes from a process by a holy man, by a holy body. And look at the next four words. Ve'istabak bekadusha b'le'ela. Now, the whole person that is Avram is connected to the holiness and Shemayim, which is what he was shown. The Sfasamus is teaching us. V'oilid la'ela. V'oilid la'ela. Means that now Avraham Avinu can give birth to those neshamas, can bring such neshamas down into the world. This is the makar of the Sfasamus.
I have a question just now. Yeah. Based on the Bismillah neshamas, which we also talk about now. We have still a value who was born from Edom. Without spending
duty oxygen,
you should be paying
for
nothing. So,
yeah.
The
neshama
can come down in other ways.
But the neshama, because the neshama of the ger is transformed with gate with gear. And that's what happened to Avraham Avinu himself. He himself was transformed by having his mila, because it was mila that Hashem calls for and asks for. By the way, it's not a physical change. It's a spiritual change. A guy who's gemalot, nothing happens. Not gemalot. He's circumcised. A circumcised Gentile is a Gentile. He has a din of an Arul, and he remains an Arul, and he accomplishes anything and everything, but no more or less than an Arul can accomplish.
And all the other children are after.
But that's not necessarily because of the lack of Mila or the presence of Mila.
He had his Mila.
Yeah, he had his Mila, yeah, in the Hanami. He had his Mila. So the question is, of the question, so that's a different question. What was Hagar and what was Keturah? Was she ultimately the same as Sarah? No. In other words, the children of Keturah were not of that same caliber as the children of Sarah, because Sarah Imenu was the one from whom Am Yisrael was becoming. And not from Keturah. That's a question. Presuming they were, yes. The presumption is that they were. The Torah doesn't state expressly that the B'nai Keturah were Gemalot, but they were. Let's continue. We're on page 112, left hand side. Toward the end of the line, toward the end of the fifth line, Va'al Zeh Ksiv, Va'ameth Kulam Tzedikim, Ma'ase Yodai Lehisper, Ma'ase Yodai Lehisper, meaning that HaKashem glorifies in Ma'ase Yodai, in his creation of these specific people, Am Yisrael, because he makes the neshamas of the Jewish people in a way, meaning of a nature different from the souls of other human beings. Ki ha-neshamas hein Ma'ase Yodav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing is so much Ma'ase Yodav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like the neshamas, because that's where you have the most similitude, you have the most comparison of what is Hashem the Creator to what He is creating in the Neshamas. And it's Ma'ase Yodav Lehisper, Amelech Kulam Tzadikim, the righteous Yid, the Neshamas that are Sotar, Neshamas Shinasatavi Tahirihi, those are the Neshamas about which the Pasuk says, Ma'ase Yodav Lehisper, Kidiksiv, the Neshama Isani Asisi. Ve'ein zeh b'chol ha'neshamayis rak b'zera emes v'chaysan bris mila. With that mark of the bris mila, that's zera emes. K'may shekasov, am zu yatzarti li tilasi yisapeiru. There's a medrash that says that's why Am Yisrael, when they came out of Mitzrayim, and they were gemalot right before they left Mitzrayim, so it says, Oz yoshem reisha b'nei Yisrael sashira ha'zois. And Zeus is a remez to Mila. Zeus Brisi. Why? Because those who can sing out the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu prophetically and beautifully with Kedusha necessarily are those who have Mila. Ze'edus Shehem Zera Koide. Having that Mila done as a mitzvah is the edus that we are Zera Koide. Of course, it's edus in the simplest fashion that my father's a Jew, so he did a bris Mila on me on my eighth day. But it's much more profound than that. It's edus that we have a kedusha, meaning from where our neshamas come from. Let's continue. Ba'al zeh ksiv, this is a fascinating thing he's now going to say. First Rashi in the Torah. Koyach ma'isiv higid la'amar. That Kesh Baruch Hu is telling us in the very story of Bereshis Baruch Hu L'kim Mishmah Mishaaretz, that the world is his, he's giving the land of Eretz Yisrael to whom he wishes to give it to. He'll take it from whom it doesn't belong to and give it to whom he wants it to belong to and gives it to Am Yisrael. But what is the schus for which reason we have Eretz Yisrael? Los Eslehem Nachvaz Goyim. He says, Shevekoyach HaNeshamayis HaMuyuchadim L'vnei Yisrael Yershin Es Eretz Yisrael. It's because of these special neshamayis that are meant to be in this special holy land. So because we have those neshamas, we belong in this Eretz Yisrael. K'may she'am Rizal. She yarash es ha'aretz b'shus ha'mila. Like Chazal teach us. That Avram Avinu is told that the Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael is in the shus of the Mila. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Avram Avinu about the Mila, in Perek Yud Zayin, Simon Yud Zayin Pasuk Tes, later in the parasha, so the pasuk right before the mila, "V'nasati l'cha ulizaracha acharacha es eretz migurecha." I'm giving this land to you. Es kol eretz kinan lachuzas oylam forever. It's yours, your children's forever. V'hayisi lohem le'lekim. Next pasuk, "Va'yemer elokim el Avraham va'ato on your side of the deal, as Brisi Sishmor Atov Zaracha Haracha Zois Brisi Ashatishnu, etc., etc., Himol Lochem Kol. The schus of Mila isn't just because you do that mitzvah so you get Eretz Yisrael. Now, says the Rasam, it's the full picture. It's that you have Mila, so you bring holy neshamas into the world. And the Mila shows and is the mark of what kind of a neshama, whose neshama, what neshama do you have? And that's the people who belong in this land. Koyach Maisov Higid La'amoy now means, as he said before, Maisu Yodai Lehispoir. Koyach Maisov means, what kind of neshama is there? That's the pshat in the pasuk. Koyach Maisov Higid La'amoy means, look at the neshamas I made. So for these neshamas, I have a special place. They belong only in a special holy land. Koyach Maisov of the creation of the neshamas, Higid, he gave us over that information in the very beginning of the Torah. Lasses lehem nachlas goyim shebekayach haneshamas hamiyuchadim levnei Yisrael yershim eretz Yisrael. It's because of the unique neshamas of Klal Yisrael that we belong and therefore inherit eretz Yisrael, as the pasuk says, k'may she'amru that yorash es ha'aretz b'schus hamila. Because the next pasuk says va'ata es b'risi tishmor himol lechem kol zachar. Now we'll conclude with what we mentioned and spoke out earlier, that this was before the commandment of the Mila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him all this. And didn't say to him, you see, there's going to be a bris Mila in your body, in your procreative capacity, and in that part of your body, and therefore you're going to bring such neshamas into the world. That wasn't told yet to Avraham Avinu, says the Sfasemis. V'Avraham Avinu alav shalom koydum shazacha the bris Mila, before he's commanded in the Mila, there was no way for him, no place for him to understand. How can it be that he's going to have children whose neshamos come from out of this world, something from a place of such holiness that's so much attached to and close to Hashem himself? He only temporarily was brought to a place where he could understand that there is such a holiness and there are neshamos there. Believe me, Hashem says, that's from whence your children will come. He takes him there temporarily to have him understand that this will happen. But how and why? It's not like Hashem is telling him that it's going to be natural, meaning spiritually natural. It's not only biologically unnatural, it's spiritually unnatural for there to be such holy people in the world. Rak Shehem and Bashem. He just believed it because Hashem says it. Ad Shenitin Loi Bris Mila. Then later, Hashem gives him Bris Mila. But before he has Bris Mila, as was pointed out earlier by Rav Moshe, first there's going to be other children. He's going to have children like other people have children. He's going to be the father of a Yishmael. Not from Sarah, but from Hagar. He's going to have, and it won't be Zerakai there. Then in contrast, Hashem will tell him, now, have Bris Mila, I'm giving you Zerakai. And it's almost as if, based on this Tasemis, we now understand that was the goof of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do. He wanted him to have, first, have a child. Have the holiest child you can have without Bris Mila. Have Yishmael. And he did. When Yishmael was 13 years old, he says, now you're going to have a holy child. Do Bris Mila. Now Avraham Avinu with the mitzvah of Bris Mila knows how to bring out Zera Kodesh. V'ra'ah. Now, with that, Avraham Avinu saw Ech Nivdulu Zera Kodesh. How separate and different are Zera Kodesh from Nat Kodesh. K'may she'aymrim Hamavdil ben Yisrael la'amin. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Mavdil ben la'amin. He's the Mavdil ben Yisrael la'amin by giving us Torah. Before that, he's the Mavdil ben Yisrael la'amin in from where our neshamas come. Sheyesh oitza miyuchad l'nishmos b'nei Yisrael. There is, as the Gemara says, this unique source, unique holy storehouse of Jewish neshamas. Baal zeg siv, about which the pasuk in Dvarim says, Yiftach Hashem l'cha es oitza rehatoiv es ha'kamayim. Doesn't only mean lasteis matar artzcha, not only for rain, means the spiritual Shemayim to bring about blessings of beautiful Jewish children who are different from the child. You have the holiness, Mavdil, being destroyed. That is what was promised and later explained through Mila to Avraham Avinu.
Back from someone else, because they're missing story.
They're missing story, maybe. It takes,
I mean, that's a very good point, but it means you have to have Mila in the husband and Dusha of the mother.
Dusha in the mother. Moshe, thank you.